The Youth and Work Study explores the obstacles that have pushed many young people out of the labor force since the economic downturn. According to the report, in 2011, nearly 6.5 million U.S. teens and young adults ages 16 to 24 were disconnected. That means they were not enrolled in school and were unemployed. In North Carolina, about one in every five young people ages 16 to 24 were disconnected.
Ultimately, that places them at risk for chronic underemployment and reduced financial stability later in life.
Layla Bell is Director of Research and Data with Action for Children, North Carolina.
There are also broader economic concerns. So we know when these young people are unemployed and they're out of school, they are more likely to need to access the social safety net because they don't have the ability to support themselves, which means that it affects our ability to broaden our tax base as a state and to really promote a more prosperous future.
Bell says a study also finds the U.S. youth employment is at the lowest level since World War II. In North Carolina, only 41% of young people were employed last year, compared to 60% in 2000. Bell says as older workers were displaced during the recession, competition for entry-level jobs that younger workers depend on to start their careers increased.
It's important for us to create opportunities for youth in school, as well as other public systems that will allow them to gain early job experience through such avenues as community service, internship, and summer and part-time work.
And Bell says creating access to high-quality early education has proven to be a successful strategy as well. For a link to more information about the report, visit our website, wfdd.org. Carrie Brown, WFDD News, Winston-Salem.